So stand by. We've got tickets to Annie, that wonderful, uplifting musical that is so much fun. It's coming to the Fox Theater with 5 performances May 3rd through the 5th. We've got 2 tickets for you. And wait for the cue to call. We'll handle that a little bit in just a few minutes from now as we reach the end of the day. It is Focus Fitness Focus Tuesday. And last week, we were looking at how to prevent the very common injuries that happen when all of us who have been kind of shut up in the house, haven't been able to get out, sitting too long, the things that can happen in terms of rotational injuries and all the stuff kind of below the waist. We want to look at what happens above the waist today because there's a lot of injuries that come when you try to throw that softball, fire off a serve in pickleball or an overhead or the stuff in tennis, you name it, a lot of things can happen to our shoulders. We welcome in Dr. Lee Simon, physical therapist at Team Rehabilitation in Bloomfield Hills, Bloomfield Township. Lee, good morning.
Good morning.
I did finish my therapy yesterday. I just want you to know, okay?
Good to hear.
Accountability.
Yeah, that's right. I did finish the routine. So in terms of what you guys see, what hits your door, say, 1 month into softball season, 1 month into pickle season?
Yeah, so you start to get into these overhead sports, like you said, with throwing and serving in tennis. You start to put a lot of demand onto the rotator cuff, and a lot of people are coming in with some type of impingement syndrome, or maybe they even have a slight rotator cuff tear that they're trying to work through. So we see a lot of that coming in. A big thing that we have to look for is making sure that their shoulder blade is moving well. If we're not getting enough upward rotation of the shoulder blade as we're getting overhead, it's just going to compound these impingement type syndromes. So making sure that we get the right firing pattern of these supporting muscles to the rotator cuff is really important. Otherwise, we're just going to have these issues keep on lingering throughout the season.
So what should people do to prevent that? Stretching?
Stretching is an important thing, making sure that we're able to get enough mobility in our mid and upper back, but then making sure that we're training the appropriate muscles. So I think Guy will be putting up a link later on of some exercises that we went over, but one of them is called lower trapezius. So we need to make sure that muscle is really trained and firing well. It tends to not work so well throughout the off season. So making sure that we can get overhead and that is recruited properly will allow for that upward rotation of our shoulder blade to allow some more clearance of these rotator cuff tendons.
And all you really need is an elastic band and a wall.
Correct. Yep. And making sure that we're doing some other supporting rotator cuff exercises as well, because that really allows for a lot of stability of the ball within the ball and socket joint.
So if you have a slight tear in your rotator, what's the best way to deal with that? Do you do physical therapy or do you have surgery, or what's the best way to handle that if it's a slight tear?
Well, that's a loaded question because depending on the profession you ask, you're probably going to get a different answer.
Okay.
So for me, obviously, I prefer conservative management prior to considering other options. So a lot goes into that, you know, what's the extent of the tear, how much arthritis is within the shoulder joint, what else might be going on. So those are all things that need to be taken into account. But regardless, in my opinion, I think if you try exhausting conservative measures first, then you still have those other interventions on the table later on to dive into.
Gotcha.
You also gave me a really good exercise that's simple, easy to do at home, involving just some 5-pound weights, 8-pound weights, and just tell me what the position we need to be in, and then to kind of do a walk if to help strengthen the rotator cuffs.
Yep. So we can either use like a kettlebell or I use a dumbbell, but placing the dumbbell vertically and then putting your elbow and your shoulder in what I call a 90-90 position. So when you put the dumbbell vertically, you have to stabilize it even more with your rotator cuff. And then you just walk back and forth while keeping that exact same position of your shoulder blade and your elbow so that you're just asking everything to stabilize as you're walking in place. And you can even change it up so that you're going up higher overhead to place more demand onto the shoulder.
And if you,
that's harder than you think.
It yeah. is. And if you really want to give yourself extra credit, try stairs with that as
oh,
well.
Wow.
And it really gets those shoulders to fire.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Well, that gets us started with three things. The video is already up at WJR.com, and we invite you to check that out, as well as the lower body exercises Lee gave us last week so that we can prevent these very common injuries. And we don't want you seeking rehab. We don't want you seeking surgery. We want you on the court, not the golf course. And so next week we may tackle how to add, this is extra credit, how to add yards to your tee shots.
Oh, so, interested in.
So, yeah, we'll give you, if you watch Full Swing on Netflix, we'll give you the kind of tips that only the pros get from Dr. Lee Simon. Lee, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great
day. You too. Now, you say it's a hard knock life? Not if you win tickets to see Annie, and we've got a pair of them right now. Got to get in the groove.
Guy's dancing. You guys can't see that, but he is.
I'm channeling my inner orphan. If you're caller number 9 right now at 1-800-859-0WJR, 1-800-859-0957, we got a pair of tickets to see opening night of Annie playing the Fox Theater, May 3rd through the 5th, 2024. Bring your own curly red wig. Those will not be given out at the door.
They might be selling them. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true, too. You know, that really is one of the greatest all-time musicals.
Yeah, iconic. If you've seen it already, who cares? See it again.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, it is one of those. You can see again and again.
Absolutely.
And the kids that they get to perform, the talent that these children have, just amazing. So that's coming, tickets still available for purchase at 313presents.com and Ticketmaster. And again, that is May 3rd through the 5th, Fox Theater. What are you chuckling about?
Ticketmaster, we talked about.
We've been talking about Ticketmaster.
It's always Ticketmaster.
And of course, we are your ticket window as well here at WJR. You're not done today. You're still working,
I'm
Mr.
still
Jackson.
Working. Yeah, I'll be co-hosting on Live in the D on Local 4 at 11. I'll be doing it all week, so take a look.
Have they given you a hint of what's coming up on the show today?
Yeah, a few little things. A few little things.
Oh, look at him.
Okay.
Not telling us
what's going
on. It's a tease.
It's a tease. Got to watch.
All right. We will. In the meantime, we'll see if they can seat a juror in New York.
Can they get one?
Just one. You know, they're going to need several.
They need more
with all
than
the anchors
12,
outside
yeah.
the court with all their.
Honest,
stuff out there.
They made goodness, you would have thought that they made actual progress yesterday for the amount of time that MSNBC devoted to the coverage of this. We also hear that Israel's retaliation against Iran could be imminent. We're covering it all for you here on News Talk 760 WJR. See you tomorrow.